USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are ripping President Biden for tapping into the nation's strategic petroleum reserve to curb rising gas prices. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tweeting saying Biden should stop putting America last. McCarthy calling for a resumption of oil and gas production in the United States, which was ramped up during the Trump administration. Jury deliberations are underway for the three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. The prosecution arguing Arbery was chased and murdered without justification while jogging in a neighborhood last year. The defense claiming the killing was self-defense and he resisted a citizen's arrest. Deliberations began after the judge in the case denied the defense's motion for a mistrial. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
San Francisco is beefing up their police presence and restricting car access in Union Square following organized retail thefts over the weekend. The move comes as millions of dollars worth of accessories were stolen from stores and retailers were vandalized and looted in mass smash-and-grab robberies. As far as the stores that are being hit, Lieutenant Tracy McCrae, the vice president of the San Francisco Police Officers Association, tells Fox News,
the Nordstrom, now you have Louis Vuitton, Burberry, Yves Saint Laurent, all of these high-end places just getting hit by mobs of people who are organized to do this. And there's no fear of any type of repercussions.
As the border crisis continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is ordering almost 10,000 state troopers and National Guard soldiers to the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The questions regarding Hunter Biden's business dealings continue.
The mainstream media doesn't want to talk about Hunter Biden's dealings or how his father, President Joe Biden, and his administration are very lax when it comes to relations with China, Senator Marsha Blackburn said on Newsmax.
If the press is in complete cahoots with the Biden administration and the Democrat Party, one can imagine that they're getting their talking points every morning, whether it pertains to the infrastructure bill or the Build Back Broke agenda or any of these other actions that they're taking.
She points out that in the video conference between Biden and China's President Xi Jinping, Biden's main goal was to lower the temperature between the two countries, but he didn't make any demands about trade or demand answers about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic or take a tough stance against Beijing. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Colorado Sex Offender Management Board voted to no longer recognize the term sex offender. They will now refer to sex offenders as adults who commit sexual offenses. Jessica Dodder, a sexual assault research prosecutor for the Colorado District Attorney's Council, denounced the change. She said victims of sexual abuse want their offenders to be held accountable and to be known as an offender. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.